Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. Our guest today on Let's Talk Pella is Mary Rosenboom with Pella Regional Health Center, and we'll be talking about the Breast Cancer Save a Life Radiothon coming up Thursday at Pella Regional. Mary, thank you so much for taking some time and joining us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate promoting what we're about to do for mammograms, encouraging people to get their mammograms, and how important it is. So we're excited to be on air. We will be on air Thursday evening, the 13th, from 4 to 8 p.m. in the Big Red Radio on the Pella Regional parking lot. So if you drive by, honk. But be sure and tune in to KNIA-KRLS that evening between 4 and 8. And also we'll be on air on the 11th in Knoxville from 4 to 8 p.m. So tune in both evenings. You're going to hear different people at both sites.
Great. So, and you'll be one of the on-air voices that evening, and along with who else? What are we going to be learning about that night on
air? Oh, well, the evening of the 13th, Mary Lou Ozinga, who's one of our mammographers here at Pella Regional, she will be on air most of the evening. Got that, Mary Lou? And she will be telling you. She also, Mary Lou and I are both breast cancer survivors, so we have a story. We know how important it is to, because both of our breast cancers were detected with a mammogram, and early detection is the best protection, so we stick with that one. We'll have other survivors who will be on air sharing their stories, how it affects your life, how important it is to get a mammogram, and we'll have Dr. Allison Smith, who is one of our radiologists, and going to try and talk to Dr. Henry, see if he's available. When they can get on air and take that time and explain what they're looking for and how it is detected and the importance of it, we just really appreciate their expertise. Also, depending on Dr. Matt Morgan and Dr. Thompson's schedules, whether they're in surgery or not available that evening, we hope to have one or both of them come in and share. If breast cancer is found, then what do we do? And our docs are very good at explaining that and talking it over with you and helping you set up the best treatment plan. So those are some of the people. We'll have Carla from Marion County Health, and she is there to tell us that no one is exempt. Everyone needs to have a mammogram, and everyone can have a mammogram. Because she has a program that she works with Marion County Health, that if you have no insurance or are underinsured or have an extremely high deductible and fall into the right category financially, that you can have this paid for. So not only is a mammogram paid for, if something is detected, they don't leave you high and dry. They hook you up with the right program. They'll get you an ultrasound. They will connect you with the program for follow-up for surgery. So it's not like you're going to find out, oh, I have cancer, and now what? So there is, you know, there's complete follow-through in all of these programs.
And it sounds like the real message is getting pushed on that evening and all the time, really, not just October, not just that evening,
right,
is early detection, being aware.
Yes. Oh, definitely early detection and being aware. And another thing, being aware, is doing the self-breast exams monthly, the week after your menstrual cycle. And the earlier that we get into that process, that pattern, the better. Because as I've heard Dr. Henry say many times, a woman knows her own breast better than any doctor, because she can do that check in the shower, laying on the bed, standing up, wherever it's most comfortable for her. And then if it's after you no longer have your period, just set a time. Maybe your birth date or the first day of the month, any time that we consistently do it. And we'll be explaining how to do it then, too. So
okay.
Just lots of good information. But yes, definitely encouraging everyone to consistently get their mammogram. And to, if you've never had one before, now's the time to call.
It sounds like there are several sort of rules of thumb as far as what ages we go in for a mammogram, when we start that whole process. And you could give us a little bit of those facts and figures.
Yeah, good point. Okay, the baseline is to be gotten before you're 40. And so between 35 and 40, go in, get your baseline mammogram. Then they can see what, you know, normally you look like healthy. And hopefully, you know, they don't find anything at that time. But get your baseline, and then at age of 40, you go in every year, same time, you know, whether it's January, February, whatever month you pick, whatever works, to get your mammogram. Many insurances, that is something that doesn't go toward the deductible, that it is, you know, prevention. And so that is something that many insurances do cover. But again, I'm going to bring up that if you do not have insurance, or if you're underinsured, have an extremely high deductible, Carla from Marion County Health will be there to explain process and how you can qualify and that you will be taken care of. So there's no excuse, women. We want you to listen, to hear all the important things. We want you to get your mammograms. So that's what we're going to be proclaiming from the mountaintops, or the Big Red Radio, rather, that we are promoting mammograms.
It's also based on genetics and family history and
exactly.
those things.
Exactly. Yes. Okay. If your mom was diagnosed at 30, you need to start getting mammograms at 20. If she was diagnosed at 40, you need to start at 30. Basically, you get the drift. Mm-hmm. So that is important. And then you will talk with the radiologist, your doctor, as to the process from then. Do you go every year? Do you go every other year? That will be between you and your doctor.
Okay. So, and do you see a good turnout, increasing turnout year after year?
Yes, yes. And, oh, and we have prizes. Yes. We're going to all the women that call during that time, we have two prizes. One would be a free mammogram, and the other would be a free hour massage. So we have two things that we're enticing you. If you call during the hours of 4 to 8 on the evening of the 13th. So listen, call in, and if you have scheduled a mammogram, if you call in and say, hey, I had a mammogram earlier this year, great, we'll put your name in the drawing. We don't want to disqualify you if you already called, but we definitely want to encourage you. We want to know you're out there listening, but we want to encourage you to get the mammogram.
Okay. So, very good. Thank you so much for your time today, Mary. We appreciate it. Again, that was our guest, Mary Rosenboom, on today's Let's Talk Pella. Today's Let's Talk program is available on demand at KNIAKRLS.com and the Radio Audio Media Player. Stay tuned to the Marion County Midday Magazine for your official Weather Eye meteorologist forecast on KNIA KRLS.